I guess you know that trees are the best networkers, right? That's because they're always ready to branch out.
And we're going to branch out to Tom, bring him into the conversation and see how we can help him with a tree question he has for his backyard. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Let me introduce you to our guest today, Steve Preby. Hello. And Donna DeFrancesco. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kind of a two-part question. I just moved into the Arrowhead Glendale area, and I've got those big, beautiful. And sorry, I'm varying from your ironwood conversation, but
it's okay.
The yellow flower, big green trees. I have one in the front yard that's beautiful. It's perfect. It covers the driveway, and it's yellow, and I don't have any problem with that. It has a bunch of thorns on it. So that's kind of part of the question. But the second part of the question is, I have two in the backyard, no thorns, really big, beautiful, lots of yellow flowers ending now, but 15 feet from the pool.
Mm.
The pool is a swamp. Can I sterilize those or to where they don't flower? Because I love the trees. I like to keep them, but I just don't need the flowers.
Okay, so I'm guessing that the one in the front yard is a regular Palo Verde of some time, Palo Verde, or a Palo Brea that has the thorns in the.
Yeah.
But there are cultivated variety hybrids that are thornless, and that's probably what you have in the backyard. And they bloom profusely from about this time of year until about October. And there is a product, I don't know if it works on Palo Verdes and other plants, but you spray it on olive trees to get them to stop blooming. It's a plant hormone, and I don't know if that would work. Donna's shaking her head, so maybe she can weigh in here. It's called Olive Stop, and you just have to ask around and check and see if that works on Palo Verdes.
And you might want to talk to Save a Tree. They might have ideas, too. I just think those sprays, that gets to be that's a big chore. And again, like Steve said, that hybrid or Desert Museum Palo Verde can bloom on and off throughout the year. So it sounds like it's sort of the wrong tree in the wrong place, or that you just need to clean the pool a lot. That's what I kind of go with. It's so hard to control that kind of stuff. And so maybe, you could consider removal. If you start cutting branches back, then you're just, going to be stressing the tree. And, sometimes it is best just to decide if it's not the right tree for the right place, unfortunately.
And so what would be a good tree? I always tell them, mm-hmm. they're made of steel. A guy with a welder has them. Kind of metal decorative art for your shade around your pool.
Other ironwood.
Olive trees are nice and clean. There's a fruitless, flowerless, pollenless olives that are out there, the Swan Hill or Wilson. And so you can look for those. Or things like, I think the oaks can be nice and clean. What else, Steve, do you think would be nice clean?
I think it's a challenge to have plants by pools. I think it's everything's going to shed something. And so it gets to be a challenge to have plants and pools. Plant pool compatibility is a real challenge.
I think even the ebonies would be nice. That would be a good one. So,
the Texas ebonies. I love the green of
the
those.
Nice dark green. Yeah. Yeah, again, very thorny. If your kids are playing with a beach ball by the pool, it's not gonna
pretty last prolific long. Bean pod producers.
It is. It is. Again, those. It, what's
They're easy
nice
to pick up.
Exactly. And what's nice about some of those is you need to look at the trees that will have one quick drop, and that way you're done. It produces, it drops everything, and then you're done for the rest of the year. So that makes it easier around a pool as well. So.
But Tom, you're not alone.
That's right. And they are beautiful trees.
Everybody that has a pool struggles with this situation.
And you've come to the safe space at Rosie on the Hustle. And then the bird in the nest. One thing that I was just thinking here, if somebody has a pool cover, a deciduous tree would work great because you're done swimming by the time it's shedding, the cover's on, and the red push pistache make a great shade tree next to a pool that's not going to have
that's a nice
any litter during the summertime. Then if you've got a cover, You don't have to worry about it getting in the pool when it's shedding its.
And, you know, we call it fall color, but technically it's really like December when those color up. And so it's really nice for the holidays, and it's beautiful. And then it'll, like you say, it'll drop, and you won't be in the pool at that time of year, more than likely, unless your pool heater works really well.
Well, let's see how we can help. Jacob and Mayor on line one wants to know about a tree to break the wind. Good morning, Jacob.
Good morning. So I've got about 10 acres of property up there, mm-hmm. and it's on a northern sloping hill. Gets full sun year-round, and I'm getting ready to start building up there in the next probably 4 to 5 years. And I'd like to start planting trees now to mainly block the wind, but also I've got a neighbor's house that I really don't want to stare at.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm looking for something that's low water, preferably native, gets okay. maybe 20 foot tall, max.
How tall?
Maybe 20 foot, max.
Oh, 20 foot.
That's pretty tall. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah.
And you've pointed out a couple of some of the properties of trees that really provide benefits. So your screening is wonderful. And like you say, the wind break.
And I'll be honest with you, Jacob, your neighbor doesn't want to look at your house either. But what I would do is, in the Mayor area, on treesaregood.org, you can find certified arborists by region. And there is a certified arborist that is registered in Mayor, Brian Phillips. We'll get you his information, and he would be a good one to talk to about what trees specifically for your area for that, to meet all those needs.
And bravo looking for the natives, too, by the way.